Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning as we get set to discuss Manhattan City business. The City Commission has a legislative meeting here tonight at 7 o'clock and a number of ways you can view that in person and online and on Cox Cable Channel 3. We've got our two regular guests here in studio, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear to my right. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good to talk to you again. And back here after about a month hiatus, Wynn Butler.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
Good to have you back in, and welcome back both in studio. We've had a busy few days here. Of course, the city was offices were closed last Thursday, but I have to say I think I saw at least a couple of you guys in passing at the Veterans Day Parade. What a wonderful...
Finally had a decent weather day for Veterans Day, which helped a lot, and was a great parade. A lot of participants, a lot of folks came out. Wonderful ceremony afterwards and activities that the Veterans Coalition put together. So, it was a great day and a great day to honor our veterans for sure.
I must say that Peace Memorial Auditorium, I don't know if it gets enough praise there, but that, I know you guys renovated a few years. That's a wonderful facility now to host that event.
It really does work out well with the upgrade of the facility, the sound systems, and everything else. And we appreciate KMAN, of course, for your coverage of that event, which certainly helps out a lot for those that can't make it down to the event. And I think you televised the parade, too, which was awesome. So thank you for your services and making that happen.
You can thank Dave Lewis right over there. He's a big part of that, setting that thing up, so...
Thanks, Dave.
That happened. I've seen a lot of transition happening. We've seen people are, it's that time of year. It seems like people are moving on from jobs. We saw that Jesse Romo, we talked to him actually, I think last week on In Focus, got him in here one more time. I know that's a big loss for the city. Anytime you have someone of his stature that has that kind of knowledge about airports, but announced yesterday that Brandon Keyser is going to succeed him, and he's been with the airport for a long time.
He has. So Brandon's been a little over 6 years, all as an assistant airport director. So Brandon's been a big workhorse, a big part of that hub of running the daily operations of the facility, has an airport background, was with the Topeka Metropolitan Airport Authority prior to that, and so has several certifications in airport administration and management, and we think he'll do a great job, and that transition will be pretty seamless because he's so familiar with the current airport as well as the city as an organization and the community and the region. So we're pleased that he was interested in advancing, and we think, again, we'll work on getting his assistant position filled. But we wish Jesse all the best. I mean, it's a great move for him in his career, Wichita, that with both you know, Wichita and Manhattan are the biggest commercial service airports in the state as far as passenger movement and number of planes, and so it's a much bigger system. He'll go from just under 30 employees to over 200 employees, so it's a big move for him, and two airports actually with the Eisenhower as well as Jabara, which is more of a economic development general aviation airport that has a lot of work. So he's did a great job for us, took us through a big growth spurt and had a lot of challenges, and those challenges will continue, but we've got continued growth trying to get back to where we were in 2019, where we saw record employments of over 75,000. So
yeah. Well, and you guys got to be happy, I would think. There's a call. Okay, we'll get to that in just a second. I mean, going into this big project you have in 2 years, it's probably nice to have somebody with the kind of knowledge that Brandon has.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes a lot. He knows all the players involved and all of the discussion we've had on the design of the project. And so, yeah, we're very pleased that he's able to step in and take that lead position and been preparing for it for quite some time. Mm.
We've got a phone call, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus with us.
Yeah, good morning. You have two great guests. I have a quick question. I don't know if it's a Manhattan rumor mill or whatever, the grapevine, but I hear some rumblings that maybe the city and the county is taking a look at the law board and the instructions that are going to the police department and maybe making some changes. Can you set the community right on that and explain it? Because I think Mr. Butler has a great interest in that.
Well, that's a good question. There's nothing on the agenda right now for taking a look at that. That's something that I've been wanting to, you know, personally have an interest in revising the statute and taking a look at how we fund the police department and some things of that nature. But that can't happen until we get full agreement between the county commission and the city commission, and we're not too far along on that right now.
What you could do, you could go back and get the original law that was written 20-some years ago, or maybe more, that Don Everett wrote, and if they would follow that, I think we would have the compass pointed in the right direction, because there's several items, if you've ever read it, that are not being addressed. Number one is the representation on the law board is to be one city commissioner, one county commissioner, one at large, one from Ogden, the county attorney, which he will agree shouldn't be on there because he can't serve two masters. He can't decide if they file a case. He can decide if they file a case or not, and then he prosecutes it. That is, you can't work for two people at the same time. And I think he will agree with that if you talk to him. And then there's two at large, one appointed by the city, one appointed by the county. I think that's what the law says. If we'd start following the law in this community, we wouldn't have so much confusion. Do you agree?
Yeah, in actuality, we are in line with the statute. Ogden opted out of the law board, so they're no longer represented. They did that because they didn't want to contribute to the funding of it. So I pushed a few years ago to make certain we got the three citizens on there, and we are aligned with the statute now. It used to be they had all commissioners on there and no citizens. So we are totally in line with that. So we're doing exactly what the statute says. What I'm advocating is that we do some minor revisions to the actual statute.
The reason that there was only elected people on it because a former city commissioner said that it should be elected officials because the public's not smart enough to do unless they're elected. That is in the records. And I thought that was a very, very bad statement. And so I think you have a lot of things to look at. If you recall, when it first went in, there was a petition to change it and back to sheriff and police. But there was a vote, and the ballot was worded in such a manner, and you can get this from Mitch Fargo. It was worded, if you said, no, I don't want it, it meant you were saying yes. So when that happened, the people in the community said, well, let's just go on with it. We're tired of messing. Let's see how it works. It probably hasn't worked if you look at it down deep.
Well, I would think that, you know, RCBD actually has done an excellent job, and I think we've done some great it saves some money. If we had a Manhattan Police Department and a county sheriff, that the cost would be way up. So I'm pleased with the way the police department is working. The only thing we have is just some minor issues with the way the statute and maybe the funding. The funding is a big thing with me. I think it should be 100% county funded. But I'm not going to get a lot of agreement from the county commissioners on that one.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'll tell you, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back more with our city guests here, Ron Fear and Wynn Butler, in a moment on News Radio KMAN.